Well, they have been collaborating for over a century, and they continue to partner to help address some of the most complex food, energy, and environmental issues of our time. And they have recently been exploring a new initiative in Detroit, an initiative that's focused on food systems, urban food systems, an initiative which also aligns with several other programs that they have been doing for many, many years, not only in Detroit, but other urban centers around the great state of Michigan. They are MSU Ag Bioresearch and MSU Extension. And here in studio to tell us more are Dr. Douglas Bueller, who is the director of MSU Ag Bioresearch, and Dr. Jeffrey Dwyer, director of MSU Extension. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Doug, let's start with you. For our listeners who may not be familiar with the land grant history, a little bit about what MSU Ag Bioresearch does and your collaboration over the years with MSU Extension.
Well, happy to do that. Yeah, the whole, what we call Ag Bioresearch really was started out in the whole concept of the need to develop a research capacity following the creation of the land grant colleges. The land grants were really originally set up to educate the people, but then quickly we realized there was a realization that there needed to be this research basis for that. And so that's really what started this whole idea of experiment stations. And when it started, it was actually literally the first experiment stations, research farms in the system. Over the last 100 or so years, that's really expanded. And what we do now in MSU Ag Bioresearch is we are the food, agriculture, natural resource research entity of Michigan State University. Most of what we do is centered in the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, but we also work with seven other colleges across the university, engineering, vet med, social science, natural sciences, to address our broader mission in a comprehensive way.
And Jeff, with Extension?
Yeah, so Extension was started 102 years ago to really take what Doug's talking about, the science, the experience, the expertise of the land-grant university out to everyone across the state of Michigan. In our case, we have several hundred talented people all over the state, including about 60 in Detroit and Wayne County.
Yeah, the interesting thing about both these entities is the fact that they're not only on campus, Michigan State University, and throughout the campus, but really a front door to Michigan State University throughout the state of Michigan.
Well, that's really true, and we just had our fall conference last month, and President Simon talked about that our Extension educators and others who work with us at MSU Extension are in some cases the Michigan State University that people know in some parts of the state.
Well, in my opening, I alluded to an initiative that you folks are exploring in the city of Detroit, an initiative that dovetails very nicely with a lot of other programs that have been underway for a long time in urban centers in Michigan. Tell us a little bit about what you're looking at.
So the Detroit Center for Urban Food Systems is something we're very excited about. We're working closely with the city of Detroit to find a specific location for this, but it really provides an opportunity to marry a lot of what Doug talked about in Ag Bioresearch and what we do at MSU Extension to really add to and align with a lot of the activity we already have going on in Detroit and Wayne County around urban agriculture. And we're excited about the opportunity, for example, to work and extend our Healthy Soils Initiative, something we've been doing for several years, and Ag Bioresearch in particular has been a big part of. But it's also important to recognize that the Detroit Urban Food System allows us to really build on work we've been doing with others in Detroit who care a lot about urban agriculture and who are trying to find ways to develop in this area. But it also aligns with our health and nutrition initiatives. It aligns with our personal finance and community development activities, and it also aligns with our 4-H activities in Detroit and something that we're working very hard to expand as well.
Doug, it's no secret that Detroit has faced several challenges, not only on the food front, but on a lot of fronts. I mean, give our listeners sort of a snapshot of why it's so important to look at these urban food systems in a city like Detroit.
Well, this is a really interesting situation from the research side. I mean, as Jeff said, this really works very well and dovetails very nicely with things they've done for a long, long time. This is a little bit different twist from the research side. What we're finding is that as we look at the resource base in Detroit, a lot of the places that we could say are sort of the undisturbed sites, those are where the gardens are now. Those are things we know how to do. That's, you know, setting up things. But what now, as we start looking about how do we reclaim these old industrial sites, these old neighborhoods, every one of those is different. And how do we put together a research program that develops principles that people can use to reclaim this land in a productive way and also not put people at risk of contamination and so on? Because what you worry about is you can go in and you can grow things, but there are a lot of different contaminants and things in those soils, for example. We need to make sure that we understand the dynamics of that. How do we remediate those and then rebuild those soils so they can be used in a productive way? And that's quite a challenge for us.
Jeff, we have interviewed quite a few folks on this show who are doing things in Detroit,
right?
People from the Eastern Market, Greening of Detroit. There are a lot of entities that are in this space in Detroit. Is one of the roles of this new initiative, or would one of the roles be to coordinate some of these efforts so that the horses are moving in the same direction?
Well, that's absolutely the case. So we really feel strongly that partnerships are what's important here, and that we not duplicate, but we work together, and that we find the unique pieces that we can each bring to the table. So we certainly don't anticipate that we're the ones that need to be in charge by any means, but we want to be part of the story, and we want to be part of bringing, really, we think, some expertise that we have here at Michigan State University. I think it's also important to recognize that one of the beauties of a land-grant university like Michigan State University is that we do so many things, and we can bring so many things from campus. And so, for example, the College of Osteopathic Medicine, as you know, is very involved in Detroit. The College of Human Medicine's newest campus is right there in Southfield. And we could go on and on, music and things like that. And so we really think that this is another opportunity to bring the breadth and the great things that a university like Michigan State University does and can do, and bring more of that to Detroit and Wayne County.
We're talking about urban food initiatives and more broadly urban initiatives in general with Doug Buehler, director of MSU Ag Bioresearch, and Jeff Dwyer, who's the director of MSU Extension. You mentioned health. We talk about the nexus of food, energy, and the environment. Is there anything more important to sustainability than human health?
No, I don't think so. How do we link all of these things together? And there's also other pieces to this, and this is some of the things way back years ago when Jeff and I first started talking about some of these things. The benefits of actually gardening and the physical activity and the mental aspects of producing your own food. I don't want to go into something that's not at all my expertise. I should probably kick this back over to Jeff, but there's a lot of pieces to this. There's rebuilding communities. And you go to larger scale, it's not just the food part. It's economic development. It's jobs. It's really a new way of looking at things.
I think Doug's absolutely right. And, you know, even urban gardens, we can create gardens now that mimic some of the therapeutic things that people with dementia or physical disabilities at older ages might do, for example. In Flint, we've certainly learned, for example, how one choice about a water system can have all kinds of effects that we need to be concerned about in a health context. So I think that's what we're looking forward to doing more of. We certainly have a number of talented people already in Detroit and Wayne County, and I think the Detroit Center for Urban Food Systems will give us the opportunity to bring even more and to do even more.
Well, we'll keep on top of this unfolds, but let's talk about some initiatives that have been underway for a while. There's one with Eastern Market.
That's right. So we're thrilled that we've had a longstanding presence at Eastern Market. Micah Lukes, for example, serves as a model for the type of people that we hire at MSU Extension and in this case have brought to Eastern Market. Micah has helped, as have others, helped to provide counseling services to over 200 food-related businesses in the launching of products therein that have helped to create over 100 new business enterprises and over 400 new jobs. We're very excited that we have a new director. Chris Peterson did a great job in building the product center. We now have Tom Lyons that's recently joined us, and we think that there will be expanded opportunities around entrepreneurship, and the Eastern Market will continue to be at the core of that.
And Doug, are there research dimensions to what's going on at the Eastern Market?
Not a lot, but we're trying to, again, figure out how do these things fit together, because this is a very interesting and a new way of looking at supply chains and some of the other things that we do. And so as this enterprise develops, We're trying to keep on top of some of these elements and see what we can do to support their development.
There's another program, Jeff. I think you call it Michigan Art Share, which gets into the humanities, which gets into the arts. Those are things that are near and dear to my heart.
Right. Yeah. No, we're very excited that Art Share is now a part of MSU Extension. Diane Wilson leads that program and does a tremendous job. But this is really about arts at the community level. Directly in neighborhoods. And, you know, there's some wonderful things going on in the Detroit region, in Brightmoor, for example, neighborhoods that are really making a statement about the humanities and about the arts and about what that can mean and integrating that with the environment and those sorts of things. And so we really think that Art Share becomes an important part of our community development activities, and we anticipate investing a great deal more there in working directly with communities across the arts broadly defined.
I hear a lot of enthusiasm in your voices about where Detroit is headed, and we don't need to recapitulate the history of Detroit, but under the Duggan administration, a lot of entrepreneurs are engaged, including some very well-known MSU alums. But in general, your feelings about Detroit and the opportunities down there, Doug?
Well, I think they're great opportunities, and if you look at the potential that Detroit has just because of the amount of open land, it really creates some opportunities that are pretty unique to a lot of other parts of the world and major cities. And the simple fact is that we know that, you know, Detroit has really made a move, and really a lot of the state of Michigan is different than it was a generation ago. And we see the food and agriculture, natural resource piece being an important part of that to, again, fill in and really create some very interesting opportunities, particularly as young people are very interested in moving back into the cities and being in walkable communities, having local foods and these things. And that fits right in what we've done for a long, long time.
And, Jeff, I know a little bit about your background and your interest and your expertise in the whole human health arena, but Detroit has got some amazing medical facilities and medical outreach, and with the work you're doing in nutrition and other areas as well, I mean, there's got to be some amazing opportunities like there have been in Flint.
Absolutely. There are fantastic opportunities, and you're absolutely right. I mean, at Wayne State, at the Detroit Medical Center, and Henry Ford and many others, there are wonderful healthcare organizations, and we're thrilled to be a part of it. You know, I just want to add to this notion of the excitement about what's going on in Detroit. Late yesterday, we had a bit of a gathering for this new fellowship program that our new dean, Ron Henrick, developed, where we identify juniors and seniors who wish to work closely with college leadership on programming and events and things like that. Anyway, the point I want to make is that there were 9 young people there yesterday. 2 of them explicitly indicated that post-graduation, they want to go work in Detroit. Mm. And I think that is important for people to know, that there are young people, that there are millennials who really see Detroit as a tremendous opportunity for what they want to do with their lives. And it's terrific that they're getting some exposure to the College of Agriculture, Ag Bio Research, MSU Extension, and will take that knowledge to the opportunities that they find in Detroit.
Well, on that optimistic note, let's move outside the city of Detroit and the urban areas and talk a little bit about a couple of emerging industries in Michigan. It is the holiday season. Let's talk. I know hops are near and dear to your heart, Doug. Chestnuts are probably near and dear to all our hearts. But let's talk a little bit about the emergence of chestnut and hops industries in Michigan.
I'd be happy to. The chestnut story is really a very interesting one. And we don't have time, or I'm not sure that I have all the expertise to really tell the full story. And I would suggest you bring those folks in for a full segment, because they're very excited about it. And there's a lot of elements. But chestnuts were an important crop and a very common tree species in the U.S. And were pretty much decimated by a blight, chestnut blight. So a few years ago, for various reasons, a gentleman, Dr. Dennis Fulbright, who's now retired but is still very active, kind of took this on and really started to take apart the situation, why the trees were declining, why couldn't we continue to grow chestnuts, and found a group of very interested growers. And it's really a very interesting success story, because it's not just about the disease. It's about selecting the right trees. It's about managing them properly. It's about processing. I mean, it's really a very interesting, you know, supply chain from the selection of the trees all the way to marketing them. And another thing about, and this will apply with hops as well that I find interesting. I've been in Michigan for quite a few years now, but I've worked in several other states and lived in other states in my career. The nice thing about Michigan is because of the type of agriculture that we have, so diverse, that really a very large agricultural industry that's a collection of a lot of smaller commodities, people are willing and are quite excited about looking at these smaller opportunities because some of the people that are into chestnuts may also be tree fruit growers. So they understand perennials, they understand the lag time, all of these things. And so the whole chestnut story is really interesting. You know, it's growing. The growers believe if they could grow more, they could sell 20 times or more what they're producing. So there's some real opportunities there. But there's also lots of challenges. And as we know, some of our greatest challenges create our best opportunities. So anyway, if people are interested in that, just go and Google MSU chestnuts. Hopefully it'll pop up the story that we just published, and they'll see a really great story about something that we've been able to do to help Michigan.
And when we talk about chestnuts and hops and other, there's a major extension component to this. Is a paradigm example of research extension working together.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, what Rob Sarine and others have done in hops, for example, to take Michigan from really at the bottom of the list in hops production to now the number four hops producer in the country is really a remarkable feat in a very short period of time. And certainly a number of partners played a role in that development, but without, I think, the people in ag bioresearch and extension to lead the way on that, it might have taken a longer period of time.
And as these industries continue to emerge and grow, you're going to have a workforce to work in chestnuts, to work in hops. What better workforce than pulling people from the ranks of veterans? We're doing some work with veterans, aren't we, Jeff?
We really are. You know, we owe so much, all of us, to veterans and their families. And you know, there are 660,000 veterans in the state of Michigan. And when you just look at their close families, you're really quickly acknowledging that 25 to 35, 40% are closely aligned, are a veteran or closely linked to a veteran. And you know what? When you think about the kind of people that we want not just to work with, but that we want to really build around, veterans are leaders. Veterans have tremendous experience. They know how to work hard. They know how to get things done. And we've been focused in the last few months, especially on what we can do to become more closely aligned with farmer veteran groups. We hosted the Farmer Veteran Coalition National Meeting here at Michigan State just last week. And it's an exciting opportunity. We're doing some work at our farm, Ag Biofarm, all the way up in Chatham in the Upper Peninsula around farmer apprentice programs and fellowships for veteran farmers. And so we're very excited about the opportunity to work ever more closely, a group that we owe so much to, but we think we have a lot to offer to as well.
Well, over 100 years of collaboration between MSU Ag Bio Research and MSU Extension, I'm sure there's another 100 years down the trail. Someday some folks will be sitting around a table very much like this talking about some other new initiatives that have emerged. But it's been a real pleasure having you both in studio. I've been talking with Doug Buehler, Director of MSU Ag Bio Research, and Dr. Jeff Dwyer, Director of MSU Extension. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on Greening of the Great Lakes.
Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.